We have 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, we got 5 of these. We got 5 copies of Sheil Shuvas HaRashba. Okay? We also have some copies from the Rashba in Torah Sabayis as well, which I'll keep one. And I'll tell you where it is. You can, for those that have it, you can get other copies, okay?
Is there a new version of Torah Sabayis?
Yeah, there is. It's just that it was spread out on, it's most out of Rav Kook. It's just that it would have been spread out on multiple pages, so I instead copied. And we may or may not read these today. The point is that, though, that I do want to make reference to. I want to make reference to them, and you should look at it. I may not read it with you. We'll see. We'll see how Malach Ashir goes. Okay? Now, Siman Kuf Tes. Are we rolling here? Yeah. Okay. Siman Kuf Tes provides an opportunity, a wonderful opportunity for us to go back and review certain important klalim in Iser V'Heter, and to focus our understanding throughout the entire tchum. You certainly remember the words of the Gemara that we read on several occasions, where the Mishnah begins and says the Gita Nasha that was cooked with a Gidim, it's in Parak Gita Nasha, Bizman Shemakiro Beno Saint Tom. If you cook them in a pot, you take out the one that's usher, the Gidin Usher, all the other Gidim and Mutarim, and then just see whether or not there was enough, a shear of Nesinas Tom. Right? The Imlav, Kulan Asuri. And remember the Gemara asked why. Why are Kulam Asurim? Leave to O Beruba. Why, when we don't recognize or can't distinguish which Gid is the Gid Hanasha among all these other gidim that are mutarim, why are all of them asuri? Hare achare rabim lahatos, right? Zil basaruba. And the Gemara answered, Ber yashani. Then the Gemara said, Vechein, the Gemara asked on the next phrase in the Mishnah, Vechein chaticha shal nevela, o shal dag tome, bizman she'eno makira on kulan asuros. And again the Gemara asked, Lama, Acharei Rabim Lahatos, leap to a Beruba. And here we answered that there's a second Yotzei Min HaKlal, a second exception to the rule of Acharei Rabim Lahatos, and it is Chaticha Ruya Liskabeba. And the Gemara has a Shrichusa, that the Mishnah, I wouldn't be able to learn one from the other, and therefore the Mishnah had to give me both exceptions, both the exception of Gid, which is Beria, and the exception of Chaticha, which is Chaticha Royal Iskabeba. Now, we read the words of the Rosh in detail before, in Chulin Perek Gita Nasha, Sima Lamed Zion. I'd like to read them again today. It's on Amud 366 in the Gemara. Make it easy for you. V'dafke gid v'chaticha aval davar she'ein berya v'lo chaticha ruya liskabed batel berov v'afilu isur d'rabbanan leka k'demash mahacha. Like Tosfos learn here, that even midrabbanan, there's no Isur. The Gemara would have said, I think what he's pointing out is the Gemara would have said, if there was an Isur, the Gemara would have said. The Gemara said, leave to Beruba? No, he says, Shane, because it's Beria. That's the only reason that could come into play. Beria and Chaticha Ruyalis Kabeba. So there's no other reason to Asur these things. Okay? No other reasons, and therefore they're mutter afilu midrabbanan. And then we skipped this last time, but I'm going to read it now. V'lo dami lahad amrinan beperakat haruvas. We're talking about the parak in Zvachim. Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rimone Bidan, Osrin, Bekol Shehu. Those are among the Shisha Dvarim, right? Ha'asurim, right? The Mishum Chashivus. They're Asurim Bekol Shehu. Ketzad, Nafal Echad Mehem Leribo. Ume ribo liribo. One of them fell into 10,000 other, rimonim, right? And then one of those fell into another 10,000. Right? It's still Usur. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Leribo Usur, Miribo Lishalosha, Umishlosha Lamakom Acher Mutar. If it fell into another Taruvos and then into a further Taruvos, it's Mutar. And Peirush Ri, De Lahachi Nakat, Mishalosh Makom Acher, Lashmiya Shiesh Chiluk Bein Ashalosh Lamakom Acher. Shalosh Asur Li Ochlom Kachas. Aval HaTarovus HaSheni Mutar LaOchlo Keachas TeHasam HaTarovus HaSheni Mutar Mishum Sveik Sveika. So that Gemara there is talking about Safek. Our Gemara is not talking about Safek. Our Gemara is talking about Rov. We know there's Isur there. There's Isur, but there's a majority of Heter. And the Torah says, Acharei Rabim Lahatos. Okay, let's skip down a little bit. Aval Chad Betray, B'Davar Yavesh, Vafilu Mid Rabbanan, Batel, Delo Mishum Sveika Sharinan Lei. Rov is not a Beirur HaSafek. Rov is a Hanhaga. It's a declaration by the Torah. It's Gzeiras HaKasuv, according to the Rosh. And therefore, it differs from the Sugya of Perek HaTarovos. Dafilu iachale chade chade leke ela chade sveika. Even if I ate them, if this was an Indian of Suffolk, I have three meatballs. I don't know which one is Isura. I know two of them are Heter. Even if I ate them one by one, each time I still have a sveika d'oraisa. It can't be an Indian of Suffolk. Rove cannot be an inyan of Safek. Because if it was, Sveika de Oraisa l'chumra. Ela mishum de gzeres hakosavu de ksiv achare rabim lahatos hilkach chad betray batel v'nepach isur lios heter umutar li'ochlan afilu kulan ke'echas. You can eat all three of them even at once. And he said these words that we've quoted so many times, but that we need to qualify. B'nepach ha'isur lios kulo heter. What does that mean? Has there been some chemical change in the Hefza, the Isura? Absolutely not. How can we understand this? What is the actual change that takes place? Is it a change, can we say, use the words of a modern writer on the subject, the Pri Moshe, a change in Mitziusa? In Mitzius? Mitzius doesn't change. Meatballs still came from the same place. Still got the same characteristics. Or is it just a change in din? What I would call a functional change. Umid Rabbanan hechmiru b'min b'mino heches yenisbashel yachad kodim shenoda tarufto v'lo nikra dayin alav shem heter Lahatsri Choshishim, that's what they were machmir. Afagav de lo yahiv tama gzera atu mim b'sheino mino. We dealt with that a number of times. Aval mim b'umino b'davar yavesh v'noda tarufto nasa heter gamur v'afilu midrabonen lo atzeru choshishim kevan de af im nisbashel lo yahiv tama. Okay. However, the Rush says further on. Let's go on the next page. Hilkach nired the im bishel shloshtan geachad o bishlanim chatichos acheros da kol mutter v'lo amrin and dehin the kol zman shu yavesh hu batel barov mikol makom shebishlo nifla tamo v'oser the lo matzinu davar hamutter li ochlo sheitziro aser v'ibche chazinan. So here's what the Rush says. The Rush says that this bitul goes so far that even if I had these three meatballs now, that the Easter's been butt-tail in the two of Heter, if I then cook them together, it's still mutter. Even though there's Tam Di Sura. Ah, but there isn't. When I put that Tarovis in the pot to cook it, it was mutter. Because it happened already, no Da Tarovis, and it was butt-tail Chad Betray. So that's pretty good. That's real bitul, right? He points out, we never find something that's mutter, but its tam, its tzir, would be usser. We find the opposite. We have to find dag tame, that the tzir could be mutter, right? But we don't find that, right? So he says it goes all that far. And therefore, you can eat all three of them, and even if you cook them, they're mutter. Except for one little detail. And now look on Amud Kufpei Dalid on the right side, about two-thirds of the way down. The last detail in the Shitas HaRosh. V'yafal pi shemutter lechol shloshtan ke'achas. Even though you can eat all three meatballs. Even though v'gam im nisvashlu eino asuros. Mihu im nisvaseif alav isur. If a fourth meatball were inadvertently to be added, that's usher. Achinis rabba ala heter. Matza minas mino v'neyor. The taruvus becomes usher again. Okay? Let's make sure to carefully understand the shita of the Rush, the details of the shita, and then let's try to understand it conceptually. A wonderful opportunity in the background of everything that we've learned to now assimilate this. Here's what he says. I got a platter. There's two kosher meatballs. A third one of Isur inadvertently falls onto the platter. They're mixed together. I don't know which is which. Chad betray batel. Afilu midrabanan. There's no Isur. Each time I would eat one, there's still a safek d'oraisa, whether it's, right? Safek d'oraisa l'chumra. That's the meaning of the pasuk, acharei rabim lahatos. That's the gzeiras akasuk, that the Torah comes along and says that meatball, even though mishum sveika, should be usher, is mutter. And therefore, for the Rush, it's not an inyan of beirur safek. It's an inyan of gezeiras hakasuv. Yes? Okay. Therefore, I can eat all three, even at once. I can pop all three in my mouth. My mouth is big enough to accommodate them. I can pop all three in my mouth and eat them at once. My mouth probably is. So there you are. It's not suffix. And that's why it doesn't square with the sugya, Brian, in Taruvus. Because that's an inyan of suffix. Acharei rabim lahatos. Okay. Now, what are the characteristics of this rove? What don't I know about the meatballs, and what do I know about the meatballs? I do know that one of them there is Isur. But I know positively that two of them are heter. So I know that there's vadai a rov. And therefore, the principle of acharei rabim lahatos comes into play. Rimone bedan, the rabbis exempted, Chazal exempted from the laws of Acharei Rabim Lahatos Mida Rabbanim. Therefore, it's only an inyan of Beirur HaSafek. And therefore, by Beirur HaSafek, it only becomes mutter in the Gemara there, in Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, when it becomes mutter when I reach a case of Sveik Sveika. It's got to go from one Tarubis to another Tarubis, so I have Sveik Sveika. Safek, this is Usher. Safek, this is the fell from that Tarovis. I got two Sveikas, right, etc. Okay, went through this one once. Is there any other way to understand Bitul Barov of Yavesh B'Yavesh? Now, by the way, one other thing in the Shita of, before we go on to the next Shita of the Rashba, one other note thing to note. He says Nepach Haheter, Haiser, Lios Kulo Heter. But that only means then contextually, functionally. Because if later and Meatball of Iser is added, Matza Min Esmino Vineyor. How much more should that show you that there's only been a functional change? To say like the Kovet Shmuos, I could say, like certain Achronim say, right? I could say that the Shita of the Rosh is that the row, that each object in the row, in the Taruvus is Nikra Al Shem Harov. The Rov establishes the legal function, the din of each object in the Taruvus. That is the function, that is the meaning of Gzeiras HaKasuv of Acharei Rabim Lahatos. And indeed, think about it. Think about the Sanhedrin example. It's something I was thinking about over the weekend. I was reading Rabbeinu Chaim on the some Torah quoted in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim on the sugya. Think about the Sanhedrin example, where this all comes from. You have Dayani. You've got a minority who say guilty. You've got a majority who say not guilty. The din is, we don't follow the majority. We follow the full Bezdin. You still have to have a full Bezdin that has the full number of 23 if it's a capital case. Still got to have 23 Dayanim. It's just that the din is established by the majority. So Reb Chaim says there are two functions, surprisingly enough, to a Sanhedrin. There are two functions. There's the Chituch Adin, and there's the Hachros Adin. I think those are the phrases that are quoted in his name. The Hachra follows the majority of Dayani, but the Din comes out from a court of 23. Let me take that idea and apply it back. That's why I was reading during the drasha yesterday in Shul. So this is what I was reading. I was reading Sanhedrin, some Achron on Sanhedrin, and I saw, because I was concerned again with this notion of Rove and wanted to explicate it the best way that I could. So now you have these Dayanim. Only a proportion of the Dayanim say not guilty. But it's the force of the whole court. The court follows the proportion because it's the majority. But it's the full court's force that declares not guilty. Okay? Therefore, then, I need to have a rov so that the entire Taruvus is Nikra Al Shem HaRov. Make sense? Yes, sir.
But the second half of rov, where, at least in our case, where there's closer to Neor. Now, in the Sanhedrin, yes, you could have changed opinions, but you couldn't add in more opinions to change the ruling. Whereas here, if I added something, I have closer to Neor.
Only because there...
What? There's a Chodesh, yeah. Right, 3,
okay.
5, 7.
But, okay, you know. But only because there's been Chituch Adin, and we don't have double jeopardy, and we don't retry a person, right? It's for different reasons. But the fact of the matter is, it's a point well taken, but the fact of the matter is, this, all we're saying is that the Nepach HaIsur Lios Kulo Heter is only Bedin, not in Bensias. And what proves it is the Rush's contention that in Nisvaseif Alav, Isur, Matzah Minas Mino Veneor. Okay? Now, so therefore then, that should establish firmly in your mind that Bitul Barov doesn't function as Beirur HaSafek, but as Gezeiras HaKasuv, at least Bedas HaRosh. Now let's read the Rashba.
Didn't you make that point, though, only based on the Tisha Chavuyos and not on the Sanhedrin?
Yeah.
Isn't that the point of the Shari Yashik?
You mean in the first year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's remember now. Oh, I know. I said that I could, if I didn't have the example of Teisha Chanuyos, right, I would have concluded from the Sanhedrin maybe otherwise.
Right.
Okay, this is what I had to say. I don't remember what I said, but I'll reconstruct it. Because I said from the Teisha Chanuyos, right, because I said that from the, I think I might have said, that from the Sanhedrin, one din comes out. In other words, the Sanhedrin functions as a body to constitute and make a decision of the Sanhedrin, a la Reb Chaim, right? But with the Teisha Chanuyos, each is kavua, right? Okay?
I mean, also you can say that the Sanhedrin isn't there or something just because, you know, Yeshua was also a minority.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the life, he was right. Just because you have a majority doesn't mean that you're actually getting to the end.
Well, I hate to quote it, but the Tanur Shel Achnai Sugya will prove the pudding, right? Okay? Rabbi Eliezer is right in empirical way, right? Abaskov, walls, everything, you know the sugya, it's quoted by everybody, okay? Here's the, but in the end, Achari Rabbim Lehotatos, right? So that's Gezeiras HaKasuv that we follow. Now, by the way, interesting to note that Rashi, you wait and you'll see, with God's help, I hope to have a book in English about the Lumdus of Isur V'Heter, which I'm writing, which will be essays on Isur V'Heter. And the reason why I'm writing about it is this, because I went to a shul, I spoke at a shul, and Rabbi Meredith, one of the outstanding rabbis of the modern rabbinate, I was talking about theology, and I was talking about kefira, and what we're obligated to believe in the nature of dogma. It was a philosophical talk. And he says, this is much more interesting things. Why do you spend your day learning Malicha and Tarovas? Right? Which he apparently, years ago, hated here. And I looked and I said to myself that I didn't want to embarrass him or myself. So I smiled and whatever. And then I felt bad afterwards because I wanted to say to him that this is a svar of Kant, that the Jews should put away the and go to a rational religion, right? And but the fact of the matter is, the theology of Yiddishkeit, the philosophy of Yiddishkeit, is found in halacha. That's where it exists. That's where it is, right? There's no dissonance. That's where he abstracts. So what I want to do is I want to write a book about what people think. He says, Kashrus is kitchen. It's not. Kashrus is great concepts, right, that play across the entire breadth of halacha. Okay? By the way, just to show you that you can see I'll show you in another context. I'll show you that the Rush illuminates another context in Choshen HaMishpat, in Bab Metzia, in the laws of Masros, of Masar Behema, even on this understanding of how the whole thing works. Let me say that the hipuch from Isur V'Heter, just to put it in conceptual terms for you, is that kol zman the ikarov, the Isur V'Heter, it's not that the heftza of Isura changed in its nature and became a heftza de Heterah. It's not an inyan of chemistry, but an inyan of mathematics. That's the paradigm. There's a functional change in din. That's a gewaldig theoretical concept for understanding halacha. Right? I find that, you know, this the famous three sugyas of conservative Judaism. The Tanur Shel Achnai, right? The Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva, right? You know, these sugyas at the end, the Hillel and the B'dei B'Teira, that they quote all the time, right? But the fact of the matter is, theology comes, philosophy comes, jurisprudence comes from the practice of halacha on a daily basis when we're not talking about theological matters. How we actually operate. That's how it comes about. Okay? Here's an example due to a young Gaon that I enjoy very much, a Rav Gaon, Moshe Meir Siegel, wrote a book called Pre-Moshe. It's a very lumdish book on Rove. So anyway, he actually explains the Rush sort of the way that I did, and then he actually finds a smach in Bava Metzia, as long as I'm trying to, let me show the breadth of this. It's on Daf Vav Amud Beis. There's a mission in Bechoros. Kafatz Echad Min HaMenuyim L'Sochan Kulan Peturim. Here you have, remember, Kivakaras Roeh, right? So you have, remember the image that we have? It's like animals that are passing through, coming out of the deer. What do you call that? The pen, right? And they're going through a little chute, and as they go by, the owner is Kivakaras Roeh. He's counting them, right? Just like Sofer Omona HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. Beautiful image, okay? Counting each one. The Mishnah says, Kafatz Echad Min HaMenuyim. He'd already counted some of them. And one of the ones that was counted jumped back into the pen. Kulan Turi. And this is based on, it's a pasuk in Bechukosai. It's the beginning of Maftar. V'chol Masar Bakar Batzon Kol Asher Ya'avor Tachas HaShavet Asiri Yeh Kodesh L'Shem. Anything that will pass in the future, if it was already counted, if you already counted six lambs, 10 lambs were born, and he already counted six, and then one died, he doesn't have to go and find another one in order to be mashling the 10. He's putter from Masa. Kosher Ya'avor, right? Okay, that's what the pasuk says. So Tosfos says, in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, which I'm teaching on Tuesday night, so that's why it's on my mind. Tema, the Libtil Baruba, Lechavu Kulhu B'Masar. Right? Dehad, the Dabar Shibaminyan, Lo Batel, Hainimid Rabbanan, the Kavu Anami Ain Shayach, El the Dabar Shah Isa Raheter Nikarim Viduin. He says, this one jumped back in. Why didn't it now require all of them to be? Mimayinav Shach, right? It should require all of them. Look at the Gemara though, you'll see. Say no, Balei Chaim or not Betalin, you know, that's what it's, you know, whatever the answer is. But the Rush writes in the Shita Mekubetzes, V'od Yesh Lamar, Kevan Dechazinan, Da'afilu Hecha Deyacho La'asure, Mimai Nafshach Patur, Mishum Da'asuri Vadai Amar Rahmana. The Torah says you have to take the tenth Vadai, V'lo Asiri Min HaSafek, Da'afilu Ki Amrinan, Kol Deparish Meruba Parish, Asiri Safek Mikre, Elisha Torah Heitira Safek Zeh, Bisurim, Kitiksiv Achare Rabim Lahatos, Venepacha Iser Leheter, Al Yede Bitul Baro, Avahacha Lealam Lo Nafik Miklaus Safek Asiri. What is he saying? He's saying that the, you should look it up there, you'll see, it's the same exact concept. It never stops, it didn't change the nature of the animal, it didn't make it a Siri Vadai, it still is a Siri Safek. El Xeris HaKasuv, that it follows the robe. Xeris HaKasuv, that it follows the robe. Okay? Because of Arash, Bimfurash, that even though we go after the robe, the Azlina Basaruba, and even though Nepach Lios Heter, it didn't change in its essence, it didn't change in its nature, and it's still not Asiri Vadai. And like we said in the first shiur, as long as you bring it up, when we saw the Tosfos Arash, right, in Perek Kama Dechulin, according to the Rosh, Bitul Berov is a Hanhaga, and not Beirur HaSafek. And this is why the animal remains a Safek Asiri, a Velo Vadai. Because there's no shinui b'mtzius, but only bedin, only a functional difference. It's not chemistry. It's mathematics. Yes?
So wouldn't it serve the functional purpose to be bada? You can eat all three at the same time, right? Because of the functional middle.
Right.
So why wouldn't it be that that 10-point would be bada asiri because of the functional middle?
No, because it's still, the Torah still requires asiri badai. This is only Xeris Akasu, right? This is only Xeris Akasu that's Batel Baroth. But that wouldn't change the nature of the object. It's only contextual. And that's a separate din. You'll find the Rush in the Shita Mekubetzis and Bava Metzia. See, maybe you'll read it different. Maybe you'll point out I read it incorrectly. That's the way I read it. Okay? And that's the way. It's also in the Pre-Moshe reads it that way. Maybe we'll clarify it by looking at the other side of the equation. Okay? Now, to a certain extent, let me admit that the Rush, by the way, I'm going to read him, I'm setting him up as a straw man. Because in the end, he's going to say it's only the Rabban in what he says. And therefore, for him, the Geder, the Yesod of Bitul, is also going to be Hanhaga. But he explains it first like a Beirur HaSafek. So let's see his Beirur HaSafek explanation. Okay? Even though in the end he's going to wind up like everybody else. Okay. This is from, for those on tape, Bais Revi, Shar Revi, in the traditional edition, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, let's Yavesh be Yavesh Ketzad. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down. Everybody see it? Okay. Yavesh be Yavesh Ketzad. This is a shir not for din. This is a shir for Havana. Okay? We should understand, you know, as much as we can. Shaninu beperik Gita Noshe. Okay. Gita Noshe, Sinispash, only Magidin. Bizman Shemakiro, Beno Saint Tav. You very often find that, by the way. They don't write the same words twice. So it says Shaninu beperik Gita Noshe, so I'll write Gita Noshe. And otherwise, you might think it's a mistake, right? So write in the Rosh Hashanah. You know, Sinispash, only Magidin, Bizman Shemakiro, Beno Saint Tav. Ufarkina b'chatika rilis kabeba b'fnei orchim shane. Alma ilav tama deberia b'chatika rilis kabeba b'fnei orchim hayu b'teilin barok. De yavesh b'yaveshu v'chol yavesh b'yavesh b'isurin de alma b'teilin barok, where those other things don't apply. Umistabra. And we should be able to figure out then, to deduce that the Tama de Milsa, Mishum de Bedvarim Haniv Lalin, things that get thoroughly mixed together, She'i of Shar Lahafri, Kolachatichos, Lechol Kolchatichos, Hatiyah B'nei Atzma, Tzar Shishim Lefisha B'pachos Mishir Zeh, Ha'iser Nitam V'nirgash B'chol, V'afilu Mim B'mino, She'ein Tama, Iser Nirgash B'o, Mikom Akom Kevishim B'negdo, Mim B'sheino Mino, Nirgash Echmir B'divrayim V'asru, Aval Yavesh B'yavesh, Yu Yachol Lechol Kolachatichos B'nei Atzma, Ochel kol chaticha b'fnei atzma, she'ochel zo, here's the important part. When you eat this one, ani omer lo zohi asura. Vechein b'chol achas v'chas, she'ochel achrona she'bechulan ani omer, v'mashek far nechal haya yisur. V'zo shal heter hi. Each time I'm eating, it might be mutter. ולפיכך אוכל כל אחס בפני עצמה, ואינו חושש, דכיוון שיש שם כדי שיעור ביטול דאורייתא, מדאורייתא חד בתרי בטל. ואפשר לומר בכל אחת שמא עכשיו אינו אוכל, אסא איסר הקילו בו אך מדבריהם, שלא להצריכו שישים כשאר איסורי. ודווקא לאכול כל אחת מני עצמה, אבל לבש לן יחד אסר, שרי חזר האיסור להסערב עם ההתר. והרי הוא כשאר האיסורים הנבללים. Here it seems to be because of possibilities, because it's studying. Let's read the tshuva and flesh out even more of the Rosh Peshitta, with the proviso that in the end I know he says it's only the Rabbani. It's Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Ra'ev, Reish Ayin Beis. Kosafta Od, you wrote to me, Shetamata Ma'od, Amasha Kosafti. You were puzzled by what I wrote, the Yavish B'Yavish Batel Barov, Vafilu Iser Shel Divreim Ein Kan, the Kosafta De'Ein Chayodea Me'eza Makom Yotzeza. Since he doesn't point him to the Gemara, what does he write? Tshuva. Mina domesh shelo igil liyedchem sefer Torah sabayi sa'aruf. He didn't get my book. He only got Hakatzar. So you would have seen it there, right? Levad. Kibo be'arti akol be'archa obubarayos. Elishani tameya ish kamocha ech lo shamata din ze arata. You never heard this? Somebody like you? Rishone rishonin Nishabtubo, this has been discussed by the biggies. Viraya lematiri me'ahid de paragita nasha. The Tanan, Gita nasha bisman shemakro zorko v'ochel es hashar. V'yei makro kulon asurim v'arota v'no sintan. V'cheim chatich es dagtame v'akshina alei v'gmar v'litul v'ruba u'farkinem beryahi u'beryalo v'tela. V'adar akshina v'cheim chatich es dagtame amai litul v'ruba u'farkinem v'chatich abriyal iskabei b'pnei orchim. The Ama Ilav Beri Vachetia Ruyaha Yubatalin Barov, Hoil Baena Rota of Osran, the Ha Ain Bobano Saint Tom, Believe Til Baruba, the Kamar Rov Mamash, Kamar, the Hainu Afilo Chad Betray, Uveresh Park Taruba Samrinum Leave Tulu Baruba, Below Eshkach Peruka Elabale Chayim Hashive, Below Batale. Now, he asks further on, somebody can look for it while I explain the Maise. He asks further on about the following case. How about if I had two meatballs only? Achat, achas gedola, v'achas ketana. Let's figure that out. Got one big one, one small one. Can we say Bitul Barov that the Ketana Tibatel Begdola? We don't know which one, but let's explain it out. He writes, we only have Bitul Barov where we have three meatballs. Hey, let's look in the Prima Gudim, Shara Taruvas, Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph. As long as we have Shulchan Aruch here, I just realized we can look there. Do you have it? Do you guys have it? It's Dibor Masbo Behine, Akati, Shara Taruvas. Okay. Can I check it? Check it out. Oh, make sure that it's there. Make sure that it's there. Yeah. Eshkachna Beis Chatichas Gedolah V'Katana Shehei Batel B'Rov Kmo Shagid. Okay? That's where you'll find it. Okay, it's in Perek Aleph.
Perek Aleph.
Which page?
Well, he's got the other edition. Here, I'll find it for you. Okay. The Prima Gadim writes, when you eat the katana, it should be batel, mimai nafshach. Mimai nafshach, if it's heter, shapir. If it's isur, it's still the katana, and the heter is the gadol, and lead to a katan in the gadol. So he says you should always be able to eat the katan, right? And this should work for the rush. Because it's nikra al shem harov, right? But it doesn't work for the Rashba here. Why doesn't it work for the Rashba? If it's Beirur HaSafek, then you need three pieces so that you have three different outcomes. If it's following the majority only, I could argue otherwise. If it's Beirur HaSafek, then I need two of three to be mutter. If it's only nikra al shem arov, then the mimai nafshach of the prima gadim here in the shaar tarova should work. That's the nafkamina. That's one nafkamina between beirur hasafek and gzeiras hakasuv. What's the second? As to whether I can eat them all kachas. Gab, are you in pain or you're with me? Yeah. Okay. Because I don't want to be the source of that pain. Okay. There's a lot to think about, right? Now, in the end, how should we, in our application, think about it? Well, in the end, B'sofo Shel Davar, even the Rashba, writes that the Isur Le'echol Shloshtan Bevas Achas Eino Elamid Rabbanan. And therefore, even for the Rashba, actually, he's just a straw man. V'lachein L'kulei Alma, the geder of bitul yavesh biyavesh is that the rove is koveya es hadin b'chol atarovas mishum gzeiras hakasuv and not beirur hasafek, which I'm glad it works out that way, because the Rush's distinction between our gemara, our case of iser v'heter, right, and our case of Isa v'Heter and the case of Rimon Obadan is so powerful. Distinction is when we say not batil and when we say yes batil. Now, I just want to see if one other thing is here, if I remember from my memory, one other thing that's here. And it's Eve Tess. Okay. I'll show you one last little piece that may explicate this. If I can find it. From something we just learned. To find the reference here. I want to show you Rabbi Akiva Eger if I could find it. It's in the area. I'm in the area. Sorry guys, just give me 1 minute. Okay, we'll find. Let me just say over to you something that Rabbi Akiva Eger said, okay, to help us clarify it. This is yours, right? Okay? In the two meatball case, which I think is very illuminating, right? The Chatz Gedola, Chatz Knai, I think it's very illuminating, right? Rabbi Akiva Eger explains that Bitul Berov is Shayach only in a Rov Vadai. But where there's a Suffake, if there's a Rov, Lo Amrinan Bitul Berov. It's a big Kiddush, but I think it's consistent. So what do we have a Rov Suffolk? We have the big meatball and the little meatball. So we don't know which one. The way we explained it, if it's just Nikra al Shem Arov, we said, like the Prima Gadim, we have a Miman of Shach. Right? So he said, if we want to understand like the Rush, we have a Miman of Shach. What's the Miman of Shach? If the small meatball is the Heter, then Shapir Asa, right? If the small meatball is the Isur, then it was Batel Baroch. That's the Miman of Shach, right? Rabbi Akiva Eger says that the Rove only works for the Rashba. The reason why the Rashba rejects that is the Rove only works with this Vadaya Rove for Rove to be operative, right? Again, because it seems to operate as Beirur HaSafek. Okay. Whereas for the Rush, Gzeiros HaKasuv. So isn't it nice how Kuf Tes at the very end of Taruvos brackets the issues and reintroduces the conceptual basis for the entire tchum of halacha. Now, I may want to on Wednesday just clean up some of the inyanim in Kuf Tes, okay? But with Be'ezras Hashem, Sunday, Basar B'Cholov, okay? Sunday we're starting Basar B'Cholov. All right? Okay? All right. Have a good week.